Welcome. Welcome to the Triple M Club podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heads up, very loose operation, this podcast, okay? If you heard the first one, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. My name is Sean Craig Murphy. No budget, no talent, and no time limit with this podcast. Actually, that's not true. Well, the first two things are true. Third thing is there is a time limit. It won't go longer than 15 minutes. I can guarantee you that, okay? As long as you would spend on a treadmill. Well, as long as I would spend on a treadmill on a good day. All right, so you can do a bit of exercise and listen to it at the same time. The idea with this podcast is to give you content that you haven't heard before when it comes to Triple M, okay? So we're going to smash down the fourth wall and take you behind the scenes. For instance, Lee Galliford, who's our promotions director. Is that what we call him these days? No, not behind his back. What we officially call him? Yeah, promotions director. He's got some fantastic news for you if you're a Greta Van Fleet fan. Okay, hang in there for that. Vinny Shannon is back. Vinny is our music director here at Triple M. He's going to go through the figures for us, the numbers, the stats. Basically, your reaction when you fill out those surveys for the Triple M Club, your reaction dictates the music that we play on Triple M. So he's going to tell us about the songs that we're playing and we are adding to the playlist and the ones that we are boning. First up, though, someone who's never been on the podcast before, which, well, could be pretty much anyone, couldn't it, considering this is only the second one we've done, Alice the Wag. Okay, her profile's going through the roof. In fact, she's got a little diva-esque on us and demanded that we give her a special intro. Yeah, look, it's a little blue, a little racy, a little fruity. There's a few expletives there, but I'm pretty confident that I beeped them all out. Oh, my God, I hope I beeped them all out. How do you warm up your mouth in the morning when you start talking?
What do you mean?
How do you warm up your mouth? Do you have any exercises?
No.
No?
I don't need to.
You just come in and blah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Alice the Wag, by the way. Alice, does anyone ever use your full name on air? Alice, can we say that? Alice James?
Alice James? No, no one does. Okay. Alice the Wag is my name.
Okay. And Wag for the uninitiated means?
Because I date Joel Cross and I'm really not very good at being a wag. So it's more of a sarcastic title, but...
You're also executive producer of The Breakfast Show with Roo and Deds.
Yep.
A couple of questions. We've had a couple of people put through some Facebook questions for me to ask you. First one is, how much money do you make?
Not enough.
Give me figures.
When you have to see Roo and Deds in the morning at 4 a.m. and Deds has had a big night, I can tell you one thing, I do not make enough money.
So what time do they rock up in the morning?
It depends on the day. So like a Monday will be like, you know, start of the week, they're eager to go. It'll be probably about 5:15-ish.
Okay.
And then on a Friday, and Ditz has had a luncheon on a Thursday, it'll be more towards the 5:45 area.
You're kidding?
Yeah. So we have a meeting that starts at 5:45.
Yep.
So as long as they're there by then, and I text them the night before with like what's on the show. So if we have like a full show and they know who they're talking to, what we're talking about, then I tell them like, you guys can have a sleep in.
So I've got another question here on Facebook. This one's from Peter from Salisbury.
Yeah.
How much money do you make?
Oh my God, I'm not doing this podcast anymore.
By the way, you know you're not getting paid for this podcast.
Well, yeah, I should be.
Hey, this is all about sort of breaking through the fourth wall. So it's finding out what happens behind the scenes. And I guess with you, it's with Roo and Deds in the morning. We know that they sometimes rock up at 5:45.
Yep.
And just make the magic happen.
Yeah.
Well, you make the magic happen. You make them look good.
Not really. They're pretty talented. I don't do a whole lot.
What do you do?
So I organise the show. So everything you hear on the show that's not them talking, I've organised. So any interviews you hear, I organise. I answer all the phones. I organise any audio, like any grabs from the news the night before. And I kind of put the show together to make sure we're not doing like an hour about footy. So yep. I'll like balance the show to sure that it all kind of fits together.
What about people who are ringing up the radio station and they want to get on and they want to win competitions? Because we do. I mean, we have some big competitions.
There's a lot of them.
Is there any... And I don't know if you can tell us this, but are there any tricks in actually, you know, getting through first or...
There is one trick and no one really knows it, but when we're doing competitions, there is no benefit in calling up early. Even if you know the time of the competition, don't call up. You literally have to listen to the radio and when Roo and Deds say call now, that's when the lines open and that's when you should dial the phone and ring.
Okay.
So like, I'm not going to answer the phone early just because you're calling. If the boys haven't told you to call, don't call.
What about the sound of someone? Are you attracted to the sound of someone who sounds happy or is it just purely a number?
I'm pretty fair. I normally go with the first person I answer because I feel bad. You know, it's not their fault if they sound grumpy or they sound tired, like if they've called up, then they're my first caller. I'll put them through.
I can't catch you on anything, can I?
No. I'm perfect, Sean.
And you're on air a lot as well these days. So how's that changed your life? I mean, after this podcast, by the way, that's going to go next level.
Oh,
I mean,
huge. Okay. So huge things for my profile.
Do you walk down the street and do people recognise you?
I did get recognised the other day when I spoke to someone in the supermarket and he's like, this guy's almost broke his neck. He's like, flicked his head around. He's like, oh my God, I know your voice. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, you're Alice. I knew you live in Glenelg. He knew. Yeah, that was probably the only time. But yeah, the only probably thing it's changed is it stopped my boyfriend Joel from listening to the radio.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, because he like cracks it. He thinks I just talk absolute garbage. So he refuses to listen. So now he doesn't listen to Ruined Its at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Like I work on the show, like this is my job to produce this show. And I'll come home and he'll be like, how's work? And I'm like, well, you don't know because you didn't listen.
Just one more question from Facebook here. Mm-hmm. This is from John from Hawthorne Dean. How much money do you get paid?
I'm turning off now. Done. I'm going to have a shit crack and walk out. Storm out.
Alice the Wag, thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me on this prestigious podcast. Can't believe I've been invited. I'm so Vinny.
My head is spinning. 2-2-2-2-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. More in the bones. Thank you. Got it. Good.
Why did you take the popper off?
You don't need that. It's for people that can't work a microphone. People that can't. Jesus. You don't need it. You can get in nice and warm. And since you normally have my mic a bit lower than yours, I have to get in just to have a match the levels this time, mate, or this will be the last one.
Vinny Shannon is our music director and chief critique around here. Did you listen to the last podcast?
Yeah, I was the one.
So if you listen to the last podcast, this will test you out to see whether you're lying or not. Which one of the guests in the last podcast gave you a whack?
The promotions guy. I don't even know his name, actually. So we'll press on. I remember listening to the last one because we talked a lot about Greta Van Fleet, who's one of the best bands we're playing at the moment. And I want to play you their new one this week. It's called You're the One, Murph.
What a segue. Trying to work out who it sounds like. Stop playing on your phone. Who does it sound like?
Oh, Greta Van Fleet to me.
No, it sounds like someone. I'm just trying to think. Hang on. I don't know.
No, we're not going to give them the likeness to anyone because we've been banging on about, oh, they sound like Led Zeppelin. So let's just leave them go on this one. This is their sound. So that's the new one from Greta Van Fleet. So we want people to vote on that one. And that's up on the current survey for the Triple M Club. Something else I want to play. This is actually probably one of my favourite new songs at the moment. If you've got your finger over the button, why don't you let us hear the latest for John Butler Trio?
God, you're in a hurry, aren't you? Just call Yeah, who does that sound like?
Smooth FM.
No.
It's Triple M here, and that's, that sounds a lot like John Butler Trio, but he's just cruising on that one. And we want people also to give us their opinion on that one. We did play a couple in a row, but that's the latest called Just Call for John Butler Trio. The previous one was Home, which we're off, and we're on Just Call, so tell us what you think of that.
Yeah, that last one had a real EDM sound about it, didn't it? Do you like that?
What does that mean?
Oh, Con, you're the music director. Do you know what EDM is, don't you?
No, isn't that when you send out an email to a database?
No, I don't know. Actually, that might be. That's electronic...
Data message.
Data message, yeah. No, EDM is electronic dance music.
Moving on to the next one. And this is just a little different. Now, we played this song by Morgan Evans. I won't even say what it's called because it's pretty obvious if you've queued up the right bit. Let's get a little day drunk.
You punk. Can I ask a question? When you put that into the system, were you a little day drunk?
Well, you would have thought so, because we don't play a lot of country around here unless you're listening to Triple M Country, which is available on the Triple M app. But that is Day Drunk from Morgan Evans. It's Last Chance this week, so tell us what you think of that. Otherwise, it's going to get that...
It is. Look, it's got that Keith Urban vibe. I don't know why I have to actually relate it to every different...
It gives a likeness to everything, don't you?
I'm like the human Amazon here, you know? If you like this, you'll like this.
Listen, you're not talking to a student from AustralianRadio.com at the moment. You're speaking to Vinnie Shannon, music director, and that was a likeness for you.
AustralianRadioSchool.com. If you're going to credit me, at least credit it properly. Okay?
Right, we'll edit this out. So that's Day Drunk from Morgan Evans. Tell us what you think. So if you're not a member already, sign up to the Triple M Club, triplem.com.au.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Because I've got to get going, right? So talk to you next podcast.
No. Before you go, you were talking about the fact that Lee in promotions gave you a bit of a whack. Would you like to return serve? Anything?
Oh, he's got nothing. So I'll wait and see what he tries to bat up next time. What did he talk about last time?
Oh, I can't remember. He talked about the fact that he likes to see you happy, which I think was inferring that sometimes you're grumpy.
Well, if this goes much longer, I'll turn into the Incredible Hulk in a sec, Murph. So that's the music section. Get on and give us your votes.
You haven't had a coffee?
No.
You should get on the meds that I'm on. They're fantastic.
No doubt.
Lee Galliford is promotions director. Is that what you call her? I mean, it always changes that title, isn't it?
Yep, that's what we call it.
PD, promotions director for 104.7 Triple M.
PD just confuses it because that used to be program director. So
Look at you, for someone who was actually really
not
intimidated.
Even alive at the time.
You were intimidated by this whole process, weren't you? Because you've been putting it off and procrastinating and last
I'm
time
a busy man.
Well, last time you did it, that was your first time and it was really out of your comfort zone. And I think it's fair to say that you acted out a bit, didn't you?
Well,
you lashed out at Vinny, you lashed out at me, you lashed out at Andrew Jarman, lashed out at James Penderson, our general manager.
If you call telling the truth lashing out, then guilty.
So the reason we've got you in here is to find out what the Triple M Club members can look forward to as far as a bit of booty.
Absolutely. We've got some really good stuff coming up. All right, I'll go into it. Just silence. I don't know if you've noticed, but a bit of a trend recently, which is promoters not coming to Adelaide. So bands skipping Adelaide, flying over the top from Melbourne to Perth and couldn't spare a day here. So we are flying people interstate to make sure that you don't miss out on your favourite band that's missing Adelaide. So we've got coming up Slash in Melbourne, Greta Van Fleet, that's early in January next year for the Core, who are really fan of those. They've sold out their world tour. Kiss next year, Flyaways to see Adelaide United play interstate.
Can I just hold you up there? So you've thrown in a couple of radio terms there. For the Core, what's Core?
Ah, for you hardcore rock fans know, perhaps you've never heard of Greta Van Fleet, they're actually very good, up and coming. But maybe not everyone's heard of them yet.
Okay, I like that. And what about flyaways? What are flyaways?
A flyaway. So we'll put you on a plane, flights, accommodation, transfers, and tickets to the gig. So all-inclusive term.
I love that language.
Well, I mean,
does it make you feel more important using words like that?
Absolutely not. That's what we say.
So we've got some flyaways.
It's good and resource management, not using too many words.
Is there anyone you want to whack before you go?
No, I did enough of that last time. Yeah,
just before you go, this whole podcast experience, it's been pretty different for you. Has it changed your life? Are you getting recognised on the streets or?
No. No, not getting recognised, but that's good. That's why I'm not on air in radio. I'm very happy behind my desk. it's been a good experience and good to sort of get the word out there of what we've got coming up.
Nice work, Lee. Good work, mate. Well done. You did well, didn't he? Lee Galliford, everyone. Getting better, mate. Well done. Now, by my calculations, we are sitting on just about 14 minutes, and I did promise you that this podcast would not go longer than 15. I keep my promise, obviously. So if you are on the treadmill right now, it might be a good idea just to bring it back a few notches, okay? If I was on the treadmill, I'd be on level 18, so I might bring it back to level 17 and a 90% incline back down to 80%. But, you know, whatever you're doing, I mean, don't feel bad about it. I'm an elite athlete. All right, how are you feeling? Good? Out of breath a bit? All right, fantastic. Take a swig of water. There we go. I'm not padding here to the 15-minute mark. I just don't know how we're going to finish this podcast off. Maybe if I just sort of fade off into the background, that might do it. I like that. See you next time.